KX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police this morning have moved in to clear out another protest encampment at another major American university, this one at New York University. A witness said,
"It was chaotic. It was too much. It was aggressive. It was overly aggressive."
Describing the police response, there have been more than 2,000 people arrested during these on-campus protests across the country. President Biden Thursday said there is a right to protest, but there is no right for vandalism or trespassing. All eyes will be on the April jobs report released this morning by the Labor Department. It could provide clues as to when the Federal Reserve will begin cutting interest rates. Second week of former President Trump's hush money trial concludes today. There has been no ruling from Judge Juan Merchan after Thursday's hearing on four other allegations of Trump violating the gag order. And 88 counties in Texas under disaster declarations because of flooding and rising waters. This is ABC News. Could be a weekend of traffic problems in the Northeast. A portion of Interstate 95 is expected to be closed all weekend. A bridge in Connecticut needs to be demolished. ABC's Rhiannon Alley says it came after a multi-vehicle crash on Thursday where a gas tanker caught fire and burned for hours.
The tanker truck was carrying 8,500 gallons of gas through Norwalk, Connecticut, when it was involved in a crash with a tractor trailer and a car. It took firefighters 3 hours to put out the flames, and now the highway is expected to remain closed on both sides until Monday.
I'm coming from New Haven, and it got stuck out here for 6 hours.
I-95 is a critical artery connecting New York to New England.
Some local schools are closed today or delayed their openings. And today in Lewiston, Maine, the bowling alley reopened 6 months after a gunman opened fire, killing 8 people as part of a spree that left 18 dead. The owners say there's been a makeover and the decision to reopen was not easy. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak will start a second passenger train route between St. Paul and Chicago later this month. The Borealis trains begin service on the 21st. The new trains follow the current Empire Builder route between St. Paul and Milwaukee and the Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. There'll be 8 stops in Wisconsin. Donald Trump telling a Waukesha rally Wednesday he supports the law enforcement crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UW-Madison.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Police say 34 people were arrested, but only 4 of them went to jail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks battled but could not keep up with the Pacers, who won 120-98, ending the Bucks' season. Chris Middleton, playing on sprained ankles, not making it out of the first round of the playoffs again.
It just sucks. Give it your all, you don't win. It sucks. Simple as that. I mean, losing sucks. End of your season sucks. It's part of it. You move on. That's all.
Pat Beverly, traded to Milwaukee in February, is not sure where he'll be next season.
I'm excited to see what new home I'm at, if I'm here, if I'm, you know, wherever. Obviously, we don't know what the future may hold, but lose the first round, I'm not the excuse type of guy, so I felt like we really should have won the series, but we came up short.
Baseball, the Brewers in Chicago against the Cubs, and manager Craig Counsell this weekend. NFL, the Packers' two-day rookie minicamp is underway. 11 new draft picks and around another 20 undrafted players at practice in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. High of 72 by Sunday, sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas breaks down The Fall Guy, and Max Inc. host Terry Barr shares new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live.
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay, we will.
And that's why I'm psychologically scarred to this day.
What?
Oh, man, I'll tell you.
Yes. All Mad right. Radio 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy, Friday morning. Beautiful sunshine today. Highs in the low 70s. Rain returns tomorrow, and then Sunday looks great. Sunny and 70.
As we mentioned earlier, the university leaders met with the campus organizers yesterday morning and pledged to meet again within 24 hours. Here's the announcement from the students in regards to that agreement.
Okay.
Let's check
students
it out.
Students and faculty began by condemning the police brutality used on students and faculty shared their own experiences with police inflicting violence on them. Then we started discussing our demands. Students, faculty, and administration in the room agreed to another meeting within the next 24 hours, and the chancellor guaranteed that there would be no police action from now until that meeting. Our student negotiators are communicating with Senior Vice Provost John Zimmerman to set up this next meeting with members of the Chancellor's Cabinet within the next 24 hours.
This morning was the first of what could be a series of meetings, and faculty members and the university leadership condemned the what they students call police brutality that happened here on the Library Mall yesterday morning. And the Chancellor Mnuchin, again, this is all from what the students were told. We have to remember that they were told by the Chancellor. They're now telling us that there will not be a police presence for the next 24 hours. So it would appear the students plan to stay here and go back to the drawing board with university leadership about their demands. So it sounds like they were able to come to some sort of agreement about being able to stay here on Library Mall and have a peaceful protest continue with the encampment.
Now, you know, that's Channel 15, who did a great report on that story.
Mm-hmm.
They were down there. And I have to say that it's kind of stunning, kind of a shocker that the UW and the students agreed that the police force was just a little overdone, you'd think.
Well, when we were there, we could see some, you know, shuffling and scuffling going on in the middle of that, but we weren't close enough to see what was actually happening, and it turned out to be a little rougher.
Yeah, it was a lot rougher than we had noticed at the time.
At the time, yeah.
Right now, they have a tent city down there.
Right. tent city.
There are skyscrapers.
No, they're not.
It's an amazing encampment at this point.
Okay.
And they're all out there, and they were dancing, recently as well. So it's calm, and I think this is the way it should have been approached all along. Mm-hmm. Instead of calling out the police, I think the UW noticed and probably agree that they had gone too far by calling the police in at that point, mm-hmm. and having it, end up the way it did end up. A lot of people were covering this. Of course, a lot of people are wondering what Joe Biden thinks of this. Joe Biden's already in the bubble with Gen Z simply because he hasn't done enough to help those in Gaza, mm-hmm. or at least force Israel to at least have a ceasefire. So anyway.
But he did have a statement about it.
Biden did have a statement. Could we go to cut 16 on this?
Okay. Is that right?
Americans have the right to peacefully protest. They have the right to peacefully protest as long as it's within the law and that it's peaceful. Forcibly taking over a building is not peaceful. It's just not. Students have the right to feel safe. They have the right to learn. They have the right to do this without disruption. And they have a right to feel safe on campus, as I just said. They have a right to attend their commencement without feeling unsafe. And what we're seeing is a small percentage of students, that's what we're seeing. They should not be able to disturb or disrupt the academic experience that students have.
That's
Biden's spokesperson.
Right. And the thing is, that mindless slop meant nothing at all. And what she was basically saying is that, they should be safe. The students should be safe on campus. Mm-hmm. I think Benjamin Franklin once said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Mm. And that's something to keep in mind. And it's not really an acceptable excuse because, seriously, if you think of all the protests in the past, mm-hmm. all the changes that were made because of those protests, the civil rights protests, the anti-war protests, if we stopped them because people were unsafe around them, change would never have taken place. Mm. So you're just silencing people for some security that doesn't really exist and never has, or some safety that you think exists but really isn't there.
Well, it reminds me of John Lewis and the march over the Edmund Pettus Bridge, in the early days of the civil rights activism, and he said it's okay to get into a little good trouble. Once in a while, you have to do
it. There it is, good trouble.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
They block traffic,
Well,
that's illegal. Well, you can't do that.
Yeah. But the peaceful protests,
that's how mindless
that's
this
what they're
stuff
trying
is
to,
now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, some Madison Alders, by the way, are proposing the UW bring back the encampment, which they already did, in the spirit of the Wisconsin idea. No kidding, you think? Mm. And stay there until the agreement is made. Mm-hmm. So they do have the encampment back again. Minnesota joins Northwestern University as a school that successfully ended the encampment and protests that were disrupting campus life there. The initial agreement was published online and addresses the concerns that students raised, including divestment, while mentioning plans to continue making progress in this in the continuing talks. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's hopeful, that they're sitting down and finally talking about all this. Should have been done, weeks ago.
All right, here's the MAGA attempt to blow up the First Amendment right to protest. Mm. The House, with Mike Johnson, passed a bill aimed at empowering the federal government to crack down, maybe crack a few heads as well, on campus protests by codifying a definition of anti-Semitism that encompasses not just the threats against Jews, but also certain just simple criticisms of Israel itself. Can you imagine? Yeah. This is just way overboard. And by the way, Democrats are joining in on this thing. Hmm. Senator Schumer wants to be able to pass that House bill through unanimous consent, avoiding a lengthy procedural debate. Hmm. Really?
Okay.
You think the American people are on that side? I don't think so.
Hmm.
So criticizing Israel could become a hate crime and a protected situation, protected speech.
Hmm.
It's not just the MAGAs doing this. It is the Democrats joining them as well, and it's got to stop. Hmm. My gosh. I mean, President Biden forcefully urged campus protesters to refrain from violence and intimidation, saying that Americans have a right to peaceful protest, but was unaware, apparently, of police tactics that make these confrontations get out of control. Don't they know that?
Well, they've got to be aware of it. He's just trying to come out with some kind of statement.
Yeah.
Because he has to. You know, he can't ignore it anymore.
He should stand behind the protesters. He's done it in person when, mm-hmm. you know, there are protesters at his speeches. He's done it. He's protected them. He's complimented them.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, he apparently doesn't understand how that confrontation with law enforcement has actually made things dramatically worse.
Well, especially at places like UCLA and Columbia,
yes.
where it's gotten really, really tense and out of control. A little while from now, in fact, just a few minutes from now, we expect to be talking with Dalia Saba, the student demonstrator from Students for Justice in Palestine. And we'll be talking to her about some of this.
Well, yeah.
And today, by the way, is the last day of classes.
It is the last day, yes. So. And then after that, they have the exams. They'll still be on campus.
Right.
But the exams are coming up. I want to get a little bit of Donald Trump's
take on this.
Peaceful protests. And this is cut 15, if we could just play that. This is shocking, stunning, and if you listen to this, I can't imagine why you would vote for Donald Trump in November.
Okay.
Just check this out.
Let's give it a listen.
I'm so proud of the New York's finest. They're great people too. I know so many of them. They're incredible. They did a job at Columbia, and likewise in Los Angeles, they did a really good job at UCLA. It was very much embedded. And just so you understand, this is the radical left. This is a movement from the left, not from the right. The right is not your problem. Despite what, like law enforcement likes to say, the FBI director said that he worries about the right. Now, don't worry about the right. The right's fine. Worry about the left, because this is a movement from the left. These are radical left lunatics. And they got to be stopped now, because it's going to go on, and it's going to get worse and worse. And, you know, they take over countries, okay? And we're not letting them take over the USA. We're not letting the radical left morons take over this country.
Oh, yes, the morons on college campuses.
Mm-hmm, that are going to school and
just
are well-educated.
Yes, yeah. And know what they're doing on campus. They have a reason why they are protesting. They're not just doing it mechanically, which is, by the way, what January 6th was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mechanical thing. It was a reaction because they love and their cult is for Donald Trump. So they just, invaded the Capitol.
Yeah, well,
I guess that's not
that
as.
That
wasn't radical enough. Just the universities.
Yeah, that was
okay. We can't do that on the universities.
Yeah. It's still out of control on some of the universities. In fact, a lot of them. It has gotten violent and people throwing things, tear gas, full armor by the authorities, and a lot of chaos.
One of the interesting things is the UAW joined these protesters.
Is that right?
United Auto Workers. You're right. Sean Fain came out with a comment. He said the UAW will never support the mass arrest or intimidation of those exercising their right to protest, strike, or speak out against injustice. Our union has been calling for a ceasefire for 6 months. This war is wrong, and this response against students and academic workers, many of them UAW members, is wrong. We call on the powers that be to release the students and employees who have been arrested. And if you can't take the outcry, stop supporting this war.
Okay. Coming up on 19 past the hour, sunshine today, highs in the low 70s. When we come back, we hope to be talking with Dalia Saba, also Rocker with a Max Inc. preview.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Radio WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM Madison, the John and Gordy Show. A little bit later, I'll be playing a TikTok from a student who noticed a little bit more about the Columbia arrests and why they considered them. I'll get to that later on. We've got Dahlia Saab in the studio right now, UW Madison student and student for Justice in Palestine member as well. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
We're happy to have you here today. It's the last day of classes, but we've noticed you've we're on some of the TV channels and speaking about the protests, and we're happy to have you here. This morning, Dahlia.
Well, you know that there's an agreement now. Were you part of those agreements? Were you in on that?
Can you clarify which agreement you're
referring to? Well, with the agreement with the UW when it comes to the encampments and allowing the protests to continue.
Yeah, so the administration gave us a temporary agreement yesterday morning saying that they would not deploy further police action until we met again this morning to discuss again. And again, this comes after pretty intense police action on Wednesday morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, we were there watching some of that.
Yeah.
And it did start to get pretty intense.
For the last tents to be taken away, we finally got there for that. So, and it was pretty extreme. I mean, the amount of police force that attended that.
Yeah, it was honestly pretty revealing, in my opinion, as to what the administration values here, where you have students in tents on a lawn sleeping to protest the university's complicity in an ongoing genocide. And instead of trying to talk with us to meet our demands, the chancellor's first instinct is to call in, I think, four different police departments.
The sheriffs were down there.
The sheriffs, the state troopers, MPD and UWPD to attack students who were sleeping and attack faculty and staff and community members as well.
This is a designated protest area, isn't it?
Yes. So the university says that they have rules about camping out. However, in those same rules, it says that the university can authorize an encampment if they want to.
Right. Exactly. Yes. So there was a lot of flexibility. They could have agreed to that, or at least agreed to the current agreement, and that is to keep talking and allow the encampment to take place until they have some kind of agreement settled.
Exactly. And so I think what this goes to show is that the issue is not the form of the protest, because the chancellor could authorize the form of the protest if she wanted to. The issue is the content of the protest. We see across the country, you know, for months now, but especially in these past few weeks, pro-Palestine protesters have been attacked by our institutions, both our police forces and our universities, because, you know, there is simply an unwillingness to stop the decades and months of horrific violence against the Palestinian people.
Having been in the early protests, the war protests in the 60s, we experienced that, and the civil rights protest, we experienced a lot of that as well. We've seen this all before. This has happened before.
We're old.
That's true. The senior
we've
edition
before.
Of Progressive
yeah.
Radio.
Yeah.
But anyway, the thing here is that I've never seen anything so, I guess, such a clampdown on protesters before ever. Than this. This is a total try. They're attempting totally to try to silence the students. And it's not a huge crowd here on campus. It's not like, you know, there are a lot of bottles being thrown, windows being broken, stores entered. They're just down there protesting, and there is this huge reaction to stop it. And that and without discussions, without coming to some kind of agreement, that's the crazy part of this. And it's happened, by the way, all across the country. And with Columbia, you know, arrested those 100 students, it was, you know, lighting the match. It was just starting this whole thing that took off across the country now. So it's a huge movement. In fact, all of these arrests are basically kind of taking a lot of attention away from the actual point of the protest.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that, I mean, first we see that these universities, you know, they have these histories of, you know, huge anti-war movements, anti-apartheid movements, civil rights movements that they brag about. And then they turn around and attack people for protesting about Palestine. And yeah, as we've seen that this police repression is not silencing us. You see, Wednesday evening, we had the biggest crowd we'd had all week. And I think what this goes to show is that what's happening in Palestine, the genocide against the people of Gaza, following decades of occupation and apartheid, you know, and colonization, we have seen this violence, and as students, as faculty, as staff, as community members, we see that what's happening in Palestine is so urgent. It demands our urgent attention as Americans and as members of universities that invest in this. And so that's why people see this repression and say, that's okay, because we need to do more. We need to make sure that our voices continue to be heard and our demands continue to be met. Because if there's no justice in Palestine, there can't be justice anywhere.
We're talking with Dalia Sabia, or Saba, I'm sorry, a UW-Madison student, a member of Students for Justice in Palestine. And so what's happening today? There's another meeting to talk about the rules of a peaceful protest and kind of hammer that out. What's happening on the library mall this morning? What's it looking like there?
Yeah. So we still have people out there. We're going to have a nice big breakfast at 9:30 this morning. And, you know, the community is still out there. People are still feeling invested. But really, in this meeting with the chancellor, we're looking to see that she actually takes our demands seriously here. We're not looking for her to just, you know, our goal is not to go camping. We're not looking for her to just let us go camping indefinitely. We want to see her actually address these demands, because the university is complicit in a genocide, and, you know, the students stand together to say we don't accept that.
Now, the story seems like that the UW agreed, along with the students, that the use of force was a little over the top. Is that true?
Well, first, the chancellor hasn't really issued a formal apology. And second, she only guaranteed that there wouldn't be further use of force until the next meeting. We don't know what she's willing to do and not willing to do. And again, she hasn't even apologized for brutalizing her own employees, her own faculty members.
Right, exactly. Now, I want you to clarify, if you can clarify this, when they gave the announcement yesterday in regards to the agreement, they used the bullhorn, and the person who kind of does the chants came out and he said, from the river to the sea, from the sea to the river. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Yeah. So, you know, historic Palestine is the land between the Mediterranean Sea and the Jordan River. My grandparents, for example, were from Haifa and Jerusalem. Those are places that today would be considered part of Israel. But for my grandparents, that's where their homes are from. And so when we talk about freeing Palestine from the river to the free, that means equal rights for everybody
exactly.
in that land.
Exactly. That is. I'm glad you clarified that.
Dalia, we're all out of time. Thank you for joining us this morning. Dalia Saba, UW-Madison student, member of Students for Justice in Palestine.
Congratulations on doing what you have done so far.
Thank you again for having me.
We're behind you, and we have to have you back.
29 past. Rockers next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
And the winner is a bar and grill in Oneida County. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and fiber news on a Friday, quite literally. A bar and grill in Oneida County is the winner of the inaugural Wisconsin Best Beef Burger Contest. We'll find out more about them next.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Congratulations to Pickles Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst, Wisconsin. They took home the inaugural trophy of Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. The entry? The All-American Burger. Dan Liscott, who is co-owner and head chef for Pickles, explains the beef he selected for his entry.
It was a particular blend I was looking for and I worked with my purveyors on. It's a ground chuck brisket short rib blend. And then it's a half-pound patty, and it's all cooked to order for whatever temperature. You know, our classic All-American, which is lettuce, tomato, onion, and then our smoked garlic sauce.
Hungry yet? That's Dan Liscott. He's one of the co-owners, head chef at Pickles Bar and Grill. Their All-American Burger takes home the inaugural Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. His co-owner partner, Justin Koshak, said they got so busy they had to rely on other restaurants in the community just to restock their supplies. You want to find all of the Burger Elite 8? Go to beeftips.com, a part of celebrating May as Beef Month.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No.
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
And way to go, Wisconsin. We just talked about burgers on top of those burgers many times. Specialty cheese. Wisconsin, again, ranks number one in the nation for the cheese production we bring to the marketplace. 942 million pounds produced within our borders. Keep in mind also, 94 of the state's 117 cheese plants manufacture at least one type of specialty cheese. Wisconsin cheesemakers, again, tops in the nation as far as volume and quality of cheese produced. That's Food News on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. High of 72 by Sunday, sunny, with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time live from the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, for the premiere of When Rubber Hits the Road. One of the filmmakers, BJ Howlers, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. From the Civic Media Mothership, it's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Wine, the only fancy French wine sold in a handy resealable cardboard carton. 49 cents a quart or 89 cents a gallon. Sure, you pay a few pennies more, but it's worth it.
I kept thinking that maybe Ed's Wine actually brought upon the market the boxed wine movement,
he
right?
probably, yeah, was the forerunner of that.
I mean, these are old ads from way back when.
Right.
We're recycling them now, and maybe Ed's somebody wine. Got the idea from Ed's Wine.
Some of that wine's probably still in those same cardboard boxes, and now it's aged, and it's actually good.
Oh, very aged, yeah. And it's usually not very good at that point.
Right.
But what the hell, you know?
Yeah. Hey, look who's
drank
in the studio
Boone's Farm
here.
And yeah, Boone's TJ Farm. Swan.
Oh, remember
and,
Ripple?
You know, Ripple. My
Mad,
God, if we
Mad
drank
Dog
that
2020.
Stuff, Ed's probably tasted better.
Probably. Look who's in the studio. Rocker has joined us because hey. It's Friday, and we need a Max Inc. preview. Good to
we
see
do.
You, man.
It's Friday. How you doing, guys?
We're doing all right.
Excellent.
Believe it or not, I'm going to tell you in a little while about a self-serving wine machine.
Oh, really?
What?
All right. Let's do
I
it.
I thought you guys were on wine, so I thought, yes. You know, well, let's talk that. But okay. It'll be coming up in all one right. of our shows we're going to preview.
Ah, okay.
But right. let's get into what's going on Max Inc. Radio this weekend.
Please.
Max Inc. Saturday starts at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. Jimmy K. Terry Barr and E-Dub, a name you maybe have not heard before, but an E-Dub. Old Max Inc. Radio name. He's going to be sitting in for me, Rocker.
What?
I'm going to be playing a show at the Red Rooster I'll talk about in just a minute. Okay. So I'm not going to be on the show tomorrow night. I'm going to have somebody sitting in for me, and his name is E-Dub.
So you're going to be selling wine dispensers. Is that this is
well, the wine machine, the self-serving the wine machine is at a different show.
Oh, okay, all right.
We'll get to that.
Right.
And then tomorrow night, we're live in the lair is actually, we're going to repeat the Mascot Theory. That was such a great show a couple of weeks ago. So we're going to kind of let people listen to that again if they didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. And then Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts, that's at 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Max Inc. Sunday starts at 6 p.m. Max Inc. Top 10 with Jimmy K. I think this week we're doing a Top 10 of Rocker's Closet. So that should be pretty interesting. Throwbacks galore. Essential Last Crack and Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. And, of course, John's favorite show, Max Inc. Americana. That's always 4 to 6 a.m. Sunday and Monday morning for you early risers.
Yeah. It's good stuff, though. It's good to wake up to that.
This is really good.
Yep.
Hey, let's talk about what's happening tonight.
Tonight.
You know, there's a couple things. Sometimes they don't always have music, but they're interesting in Madison. Friday, May 3rd, that's tonight, 5 to 9 p.m., it's the Madison Museum of Contemporary Arts Spring Gallery Night on Atwood Avenue and Willie Street, other places in the city. But Atwood and Willie have just dozens of art galleries, pop-up art galleries that'll be going on tonight. You can walk between them. I'll be at Weichert Realtors Lake Point at their art gallery, and they're featuring some of the art from Cat Capilaro, singer from VO5. There'll be free snacks and beverages and kid-friendly. If you want to find out where all the places are for that, go to mmoca.org.
Okay.
Right. Sounds exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. It's actually a really fun time.
Okay.
I was telling you guys I'm playing a show this week, so I got to promote it and, play a song from my band. Why not, right?
Why not? Sure,
it's Friday.
We'll let you do that. Sure.
Saturday, May 4th, that's tomorrow, Red Rooster on Seaforth Road over off 51.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open at noon, featuring Wisconsin hard rock and metal bands. It's a fundraiser for Music Makes a Difference, and it honors the memory of Shannon Reed, a longtime Madison music fan. Mm-hmm. And bands that'll be there, Electromag, which used to be Subatomic, King Cobra, which features Rob Corbett on drums, a longtime drummer here, Fiberweed, Peacemaker, many more. Right now, Iron Plow, we're going to be playing there tomorrow at around 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So come out to the Red Rooster. Where Iron Plow will also be playing May 24th at Broadfest on the Island stage and June 28th at Summerfest. But right now, let's hear another little clip from Iron Plow. This is We Fly Divine. It's Cherry Pit Studios recording in Menominee Falls by Eric LeBros.
All right.
Eyes of glass, the theory right through my soul. Begin to roll. We'll go
Iron Plow. The Mighty Iron Plow, yeah.
I don't know. I love that song. Who's that drummer? Man, that guy is really good.
That drummer is incredible, isn't he? Just something else.
It's the guy standing right next to me.
Thanks, you guys are steady, man.
It's good.
I like it. It's going to be a real fun show. Taz Bash 3.0 at Red Rooster tomorrow. Doors open at noon.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow is also Star Wars Day. I don't know if you guys know that. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I've read over 110 of the novels.
Really?
Yes, what? Yes.
Are you kidding?
I have a whole Star Wars library. Yeah, they're... It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. And so anyway, Star Wars, May the 4th, right? Yeah. 6 to 10 p.m. over at the Malt House on East Washington. You can watch the two Star Wars uncut fan films. It's A New Hope and The Empire Strikes Back on the big projector screen. These films are fun, crowdsourced filmmaking, 15 seconds a clip by hundreds of fans, and it's all edited into exact running like remakes of the episodes 4 and 5. So,
that's hilarious.
That's going to be pretty crazy. Over at the Malt House, drink some good beer, watch the films, and just remember that May 5th is Empire Day, Revenge of the 5th.
Okay.
Wow. You were able to fit that in as well. Did you hear the Bill Murray version of Star Wars?
No. What's that?
No, you missed that.
I missed it.
On the way in.
We got it. Well,
let's see if he can come up with...
He will.
We'll get it later.
He'll get it, and then we'll play it for you.
Okay.
Hey, there's another show coming up. It's Denim and Leather. They're a great kind of 80s cover band. And Circus, Denim and Leather is reuniting for this show. It's Saturday, May 11th at 8 p.m. It's at the Boulevard by Easttown Mall off East Washington Avenue. 80s hair metal extravaganza. So all the proceeds go to benefit Logan McCown's medical fund. He's a longtime music fan, radio personality from the old days, local music. He's done so much, and he's had run into some health problems, so there's a big benefit coming up May 11th at the Boulevard with Denim and Leather.
Yeah,
good deal.
The Cashbox Kings, they are live in the beer garden at the Tiranina Brewing Company out there in Lake Mills, just off I-94 headed to Milwaukee. They always have great music there. Saturday, May 4th, 6 to 9, that's tomorrow, it's the Cashbox Kings, the band that was founded in 2001 right here in Madison, but they're on Alligator Records.
Mm-hmm.
Singer Oscar Wilson, Madisonian Joan Nosek on harp. They're Chicago and Delta Blues and really just an amazing band. The interesting thing is there will be a local favorite, Crawfish Junction, will be bringing their food truck to the brewery, and they're known for fish fries, fresh creative burgers, sandwiches, comfort bowls, and seafood. It's going to be really good.
Making me hungry.
No cover. Bring a lawn chair. Right now, this is Cashbox Kings. This is the title track to their latest album. It's called Oscar's Motel.
All right.
Cashbox Kings.
Yeah.
Man, they're great.
They are.
They've been around a long time. Good stuff.
Out of Tiranina, all right?
Tiranina.
All right.
Actually, we're going to do a double dip and stay with the Tiranina Brewing Company.
All right. This is
Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo. He's back. He took a kind of a long hiatus there, but the band's been playing around. They are live in the beer garden at the Tiranina Brew Company, too, coming up Friday, May 10th. That's this coming week. Filter Blues. Soul, roots, and rock through a prism of emotional authenticity. That is Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo. He's the son of Cadillac Joe. People might remember him from back in the day. And now the interesting thing about this, food, right? The Mango Man, Chef Throny, he does the Cafe Costa Rica and his creations, Latin soul food. He does amazingly tasty food. So the Mango Man, check him out while you're out there.
Yes.
This is Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo. This is Hypnotize.
Hypnotize.
TikTok. I've been hypnotized.
Wild stuff.
Hypnotize.
That's right. Aaron Williams at the Hoodoo. He's out at the Tyrannina Brewing Company May 10th.
Tip back a Bitter Woman IPA and enjoy yourself.
Oh, yeah. They make some great dark beers. I'm a dark beer. I'm a dark beer guy, and they make some great ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know the name of any of those dark beers?
I just say, like, Porter. Stout. They change the names like crazy. I just, you know.
Right.
It's like, you know.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's what they do.
Raquel Ailman and Red Rose, they are playing tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the Slowpoke Lounge in Spring Green.
That's a great place. I've been there.
Oh, have you been there?
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering what it was like.
It's a really great venue. Yeah. It's built in an old theater there in downtown Spring Green. It's they've got the stage in the back room, and it's separated. The bar is up front. There's plenty of room in the bar and lounge chairs and couches and everything. Very, very comfortable. And then you go into the back room there, and there's plenty of space, nice stage for the band. And it's a really great venue there. Slowpoke Lounge in Spring Green. Yeah, so tonight.
What? Tonight, Red Rose, they're a 4-piece live looping space funk house trip hop band from Madison.
Wait a minute. Run that by us again.
They are a live looping space funk house trip hop band. I can say it every time, just like that.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And then they're joined by guest Raquel Ailman. Each show is different. You're guaranteed to never hear a song played the same way twice because of the loops, silky bass, funky guitars. And it features Captain Smooth, who you may remember as the sound engineer for Natty Nation, High Noon Saloon, and Dub Foundation. And Raquel Ailman brings, she sings with Don't Mess with Cupid, the Otis Redding tribute band.
Okay.
Right now, let's check out her song, which is called Hypnotized.
All right.
We're double dipping again.
What a theme.
I'm hypnotized by the hypnotized.
Raquel Ailman. This is Hypnotized.
Okay. All right.
Some kind of funk.
That's good stuff. That is, again, Raquel. Is that
Raquel Ailman? Yep, Ailman. And Red Rose. Mm-hmm. And that will be May 3rd at the Slowpoke Lounge in Spring Green. Right, that's tonight.
Tonight. Hey, can you stick around another couple of minutes here?
Yeah.
Robert, give us a.
Yeah, sounds good. We got some
more music. Review.
Okay. Very good. We'll listen to a little bit more of Raquel Ailman. We'll continue with John and Gordy along with Rocker and more of the Max Inc. preview for the weekend coming up.
Listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference?
plans for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text HIM to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text HIM to 321-321. That's HIM to 321-321.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars, don't let them end. Star Wars, if they should bar wars, please let these Star Wars stay.
Bill Murray from early days of SNL with Star Wars. So
right, I have heard that. I have heard that before.
So you have a Star Wars collection? Run that by us again.
Yes. I have a library from I probably have 120 books and plus a whole comic book collection and all the canon of the expanded universe on Star Wars is in those books. Now, when Disney took over, they just decided to can all of those books and grab a couple kind of pieces and bastardize it into this version of what they call Star Wars now. But I'm what they call a no-disc canon, so no Disney canon. See, I've read so many books, right? I know the story so well. I can't introduce this like sort of like misinformation into my Star Wars world, right?
You really can't.
So I'm a purist. I have to say I haven't watched. I refuse to watch any of the movies.
Did they have Mandalorians in it? Any of the novels?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
But now they did. Disney did the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of that?
I can't, because what happens is they deviate from the canon. Really. Okay. And to me, that's...
How do you know? I didn't watch it.
Well, I've read so many stories, right? Well, I've read about it, and I just know... Once I saw the first movie that they made, and when they killed Han...
The movies were horrible.
No. I'm talking about the new Disney movie. So anything that started, I saw the first one, and they screwed the pooch so badly right then and there in the first movie within like 10 minutes that they thought characters that had like 5 minutes development.
The second movie was a little bit better, but the third movie was just horrible, almost unwatchable.
Now you're talking about the prequels.
No, I'm talking about
the last
three.
Yeah, they were horrible.
Yeah, done by Disney.
Okay,
yep. Horrible. Right. Great spacesuits, excellent visuals,
good costumes,
awesome spaceships, but terrible dialogue.
Okay. Right? You are
terrible storyline.
Okay, all right, let's get back to Max Inc. We got.
I really
you want to go with Star Wars here for a couple of minutes? All right,
all right.
You got a couple of more things coming up on Max Inc.
I
this weekend.
Do. Yes. You know, Chris Lagerband, he is great. He's from Lincoln, but he's based in Omaha, Nebraska. He comes out here quite often. He's played Atwood Fest. He is a great band that's built a reputation as a hardworking, independent band. They refuse to play by industry rules. They're really great. Chris Lagerband, Ministers of New Feel Funk.
All right, let's
hear it.
Okay.
Music for unity. A place, y'all, where we can all agree. We can stay just as long, as long as we want to be.
Wow.
Steady and strong,
Wow.
A distance spared in peace.
Good to know the wah-wah pedal still comes in handy, you know.
We gotta have fun.
That's some good stuff. Playing at the Burr Oak?
They're playing at the Burr Oak Thursday, June 13th. And so, good band to go see. You know, they're only in the area so often, you know. But, you know, there's somebody else's local band, and this one happens to be from Omaha.
Okay.
All right. I promised featuring self-serve wine machines. The Red, White, and Bar in Wanakee will feature Low Marie coming up Saturday, June 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. Okay. The multi-award winning artist, Low Marie, she's known for her lush chords and powerful voice, R&B jazz stylings. She has a degree in music, and she'll be playing for the whole evening on the Red and White wine bar patio. So you can think Steely Dan with Stripped Down meets Nora Jones, right?
Okay.
And I just couldn't help but seeing self-serve wine machines. So, is that like the fast food restaurant where you're they just hand you a cup?
They're popping up all over. They've got one in Maze of Mania. I stopped by there and sampled a few. And they also have beers on tap as well, which you can test out.
Self-serve
it's
beer,
little,
too?
Yeah,
self-serve.
It's a little impersonal, though. I mean, it kind of, I don't know.
You put a card in, and it measures the amount of beer that you've taken out or the amount of wine you take out, and you get charged at the end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But, I mean, you would think maybe that they would have to have one of those, like, breathalyzers. Like, you have to blow into this before we can self-serve you another beer.
Maybe so. Yeah, it's taking the bartender kind of out of the mix.
That's pretty cool. It's cool stuff.
Oh, well, let's hear a little bit of Low Marie. This is her song, The Bar, and maybe it's set too high.
All right.
I asked you to any kind, I asked you to be true. I asked you to care for people, not just those close to you. If the world was caving in, hope you'd act and not be shy. Now I'm all alone and thinking, did I set the bar too high?
Wow.
Yeah, she's got a great voice.
The bar at a self-serve bar. Why not?
We got all kinds of intertwining themes today.
It all works, doesn't it? And she has a little bit of that Nancy Wilson feel.
Ooh, yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
Some classic jazz song. Just an amazing artist. She went to school for music. She has a degree. Mm-hmm. And she plays with the Frank Zappa tribute band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm trying to remember the name off the top of my head.
I know who you're talking about, too, and I can't think of it.
A lot of local all-stars, but now they're kind of based out east. And they come through the area once in a while. And so she's just very talented. Mm-hmm. Low Marie. Okay. L-O Marie.
All right. Rocker, recap the Max Inc. preview here.
Oh, wow. Max Inc. Saturdays, 6 to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And then is the Max Inc. Saturday live in the lair. We're going to repeat the mascot theory.
Yes.
10 to 12 is Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts. And then Max Inc. Sunday, top 10 rockers throwbacks. And
it's all good.
In America.
Heavy metal. Heavy metal, 10 p.m. to midnight.
Very good.
That's all off the top of my head.
And it's all good. Rocker, thanks for joining us. Have
a great
weekend.
Yeah, great music. Thanks for bringing it in.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. We will be back bright and early Monday morning, 6 a.m.
And we'll sound just as happy and bubbly as he is now.
Yes, and we'll find out if we are one of the top morning shows in the state of Wisconsin. We'll give you the review.
It'll
on
be
Monday
either
morning.
A very up-tempo show or
have
not.
A great weekend. So long.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates radio show. Fascism on the march, even here in the state of Wisconsin. The only thing that may preserve democracy. Guilty Trump.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.